Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning and welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here from Epiphany Communications and Coaching. Fast approaching is Veterans Day. We celebrate that on and honor that day on November 11th. And I wanted to bring somebody on very special to me to talk about Veterans Day and so much more. I'm actually offering free coaching sessions and the Strengths Finder to somebody who has served our country. So you can nominate a veteran by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and nominate a veteran to receive three free coaching sessions and the Strengths Finder. But to talk with us about that and so much more is General Carol Ann Fossone. She served her country for 36 years, serving as the Assistant Adjunct General of the Veterans Affairs for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs of the state of Michigan, advocating for veterans from 2003 and 2011. And she's done so much more, but please welcome Brigadier General Carol Ann Fossone. How are you?
Oh, Vanessa, thank you so kindly. I think that is awesome. The coaching giveaway, the contest to honor, you know, a great veteran for their service. So thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. You know, veterans are near and dear to my heart. I have had family members that served in the U.S. military, and you know, I just don't think we do enough for our military in the United States. And I like to just do my little part. I really appreciate them, you know, putting their lives on the line, and many of them losing their lives for us, you know, for our freedoms, for this great country. So I really appreciate them. And I just wish more people would step up and do more. But I want to ask you this, Carol Ann, what called you to serve the country?
Well, I think it goes back from, you know, my parents and my grandparents. My tata, my grandfather, served in World War I, and he would tell the most unbelievable stories. And when he told those stories, you could see him just resonate and how proud he was to serve his country. And my dad also served, and there was just something in me that said I wanted to do that. And as a nurse, it's kind of unique, but really special, because we serve people anyways. And so to give back to my country, a country that I love, and it was so easy. You know what, it's sometimes hard to talk about it, Vanessa.
And, yeah.
In the sense of when we talk about our veterans and their sacrifice, I want to shout out also to our families, because, you know,
yeah,
when I was serving all those years, our families sacrifice at home. We missed birthdays and anniversaries and special days. And some veterans even had to face losing a loved one, and they weren't able to make it back home. So, yes. We need to thank our veterans, I believe, every single day, but their families also, because, you know, they did a lot to allow us to go and serve.
That's a really good point. Sometimes we don't think about that, of how the families are affected. I remember, Carol Ann, I sold my home, my last home, to a widow whose husband died serving in Iraq. And, you know, I sat and talked to her for a while at the closing, and I realized how much she and her son were affected, you know, and how their lives changed because his time serving away from the family and then losing his life.
Absolutely. I mean, those pieces are so hard to pick up. Well, and you think about that scenario, and you think about the scenario when, you know, the unit is called up, and it's an immediate call up. And so you got to drop what you're doing, whether you're working at a job, and then your family, and who's going to pick up the pieces. And in most cases, you know, it's the wife or the significant other. you know, in my case, my gym, you know, okay, where's the paperwork? Where's the things? You got to pay this, you got to do that. And it's not always that easy. Even when you're really organized,
yeah,
you get these bumps in the road that come up. It's like, oh my God, what's going to be the decision? And then there's that reintegration that I think when the member comes back home, it's like, oh, you did what? And yeah. And trying to, you know, reintegrate, which does sometimes cause the veteran a lot of anxiety. And we've got the PTSD and the, you know, the reintegration back into society. It's yeah. difficult sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have to do more for them to help our veterans reintegrate back into society. And unless you've experienced that, Caroline, I don't think anybody could really relate to serving this country and being on tour unless you've done it. I mean, you hear stories, I can interview all you want, but unless I've done it, it's hard for me to truly understand it, correct?
Well, yeah, you are exactly correct. You know, I said this to somebody yesterday, Vanessa, almost what we're going through with Hurricane Ian right now mm-hmm. is it because it looks awful and the devastation that occurs, you know, that's another form of the PTSD. And you're right, unless you've lived through it, something so traumatic, you know, even the good news of going on a deployment and coming back, you can't understand what it does to a family or even the individual.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Brigadier General Caroline Fassone, who you have a background in nursing, Caroline, and then you were commissioned in the United States Air Force. Can you tell us about your background as a medical officer?
Oh, there are so many great opportunities, whether it was going to Honduras and doing what we call a MedRed, where you distribute immunizations and the dentists assist with tooth care and mouth care. And, you know, unbelievable deployments or being the commander of a great medical squadron in Battle Creek, Michigan, or serving my last official deployment as I was assigned to the Pentagon and helping write policy for our young men and women as they come back. And and I'm just, you know, being selected, our medical squadron, when I was at Selfridge before I moved to Battle Creek, we were selected the first remote unit to go in to a country, and it was Korea. And it was during that conflict, the Gulf conflict, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And so, you know what, and being a nurse, that's the beauty of it. I don't have to adapt very much to my skill of jumping in. I'm originally an emergency trauma room nurse. And so when things are occurring, you just jump in
and
take care of it. That was the easy piece. But, you know, different countries and preparing yourself or, you know, going into Colorado and the elevations. So you did have to get ready. You did have to be prepared, because if you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of others?
Yeah. Great point. And Caroline, can you explain your title to us? What does it mean to be a Brigadier General?
Well, as you go up the ranks, you know, it is such an honor. For a nurse and a female, and I'm glad our females across the country are being recognized in all the different fields. So I am a one star, which is a brigadier in the Air Force. But if you look at the Navy, they're called admirals. Mm. But it is a very small group of individuals that get selected. We're called flag officers. And I could just say I'm very honored, Vanessa. And it's a depiction of leadership, what you've done, accomplishment.
But there,
there are so many people that are deserving. And, you know, I would say there has to be a little bit of luck that, you know, I was chosen. So I'm very honored.
I'm sure it's well-deserved, Carol Ann, not just luck, well-deserved. We're talking with Brigadier General Carol Ann Fossone here, leading up to Veterans Day. For people listening, Carol Ann, what can we do to honor our veterans on Veterans Day and throughout the year, every day? What can we do?
Well, I just want to give a little plug, and I mean this. Since I retired in 2011, and I can't believe it's already 11 years later, Vanessa, I am helping our veterans. So I believe I'm continuing serving. I will go to my grave doing this. We need to make veterans and their spouses or their widows aware that there are benefits eligible for them through the VA. The VA Veterans Affairs is a great organization. They reach out to our veterans, even though we're a very small population. Less than 1% of our country has served. And that kind of blows my mind too. And in taking care of them, whether it's to go to a VA medical center or to reach out and get a disability rating, we need to make people, our veterans, aware of the opportunity. And sometimes in doing that, it's simply by saying thank you, recognizing them as a veteran, and maybe giving them a resource number to call, whether it's a veterans service organization, we've got great county counselors, or calling the Department of Veterans Affairs here in Michigan. It's an easy number to remember, 1-800-MICH, M-I-C-H, VET, V-E-T. So it's just being able to thank them, and if they are having some difficulties, you know, putting them in touch with someone to talk to, because I think most veterans and their spouses or their widows are not aware of some of those benefits.
That's really good to know. And Carol, and I did not know that alarming statistic that what you said, less than 1%.
Yep. 1% of our country. Yep.
Okay. For people listening here who have maybe contemplated joining the military and are hesitant or kind of are concerned or have some second thoughts, what would you say to them?
Sit down and call me. Talk to an individual that has served. And, you know, call a recruiter, Air Force, Navy, Army, and the Marines are embedded within the Navy. So, but, you know, reach the Coast Guard, Merchant Mariners. It's a great way to serve. And for our young men and women listening that are of college age, one of the best things to do, and I've helped numerous individuals, get into one of the academies. What a great way to start your education and your service to our country. It's just unbelievable. Vanessa, I think if I did it all over again, I wasn't afforded, because women were not in the academies when I was accepted to U of M's nursing school, but what a phenomenal opportunity.
Is it hard for people who join the military, Carol Ann, to decide what branch they want to go into?
Well, sometimes it's the history and the tradition. If your parents did it, you know, a dad or a mom, sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's the glamour of, you know, the Marines. Oh, they are the toughest. I don't think I'd ever make it through boot camp. My nephew is a Marine, and the prestige of being a Marine is unbelievable. But it depends, you know, the Air Force were called the easy, you know, the powder puff of the service. But I don't believe that for a minute. And great air power, and you need us when you're on the ground. And so, you know, everybody, if your tradition, if your parents served in a branch, or I would talk to somebody. I would understand what you love. If you love to fly, you could fly in the Navy also. But it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
We could help you find it.
Yeah. I have a cousin on my dad's side and a cousin on my mom's side, each served in the Marines. Their stories, my cousin, my dad's side, I've talked to many times. His stories were amazing. He has since passed away, but he had amazing stories about his time in the service.
Yep.
We're talking with Brigadier General Carol Ann Fossone. We're leading up to Veterans Day here in the United States. It's a great opportunity to think about how to honor your veterans on that day. What can you do, not just that day, but every day of the week, every day if you can, or throughout the whole year. I'm offering coaching services. So if anybody wants to take some free coaching services, please nominate a veteran. They get 3 sessions and they'll take the Strengths Finder to see what their talents are. You can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and you can fill out the form right there on the website. Carol Ann, I don't know this answer, but is there a age limit on joining the military?
Yeah, for each of services, yes.
Okay.
And then each of the, when you said search finders, I was thinking that we call it MOS, military occupational specialty. So like, Mine's a nurse and I'm a 9756. And so you know what your, you will find out the specifics in there. And depending if it's a critical shortage in an area, they might grant you a waiver. So I would never count on saying, oh, it's 25 or it's 30, or you have to look into your specialty and then look at the branch, you know, that you're talking to. And I've known people, one branch says, nope, you're too old. Another branch says, I'll take you. And so if you want to serve your country, I think we can do something to maybe get you in.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've always admired about the armed forces, our military, is the discipline of what's being taught there. So can you kind of run us through the life skills that you are taught in the military that carry on throughout the rest of your life, whether you stay in the military or go on to do something else, you know, what you learn in the military that really benefits you throughout your whole life?
Well, I think it's working as a team. There's very little that I've seen over the years that you could do, you know, all by yourself. Being organized, you know, getting the skills and the training. And it takes a lot of discipline to go through quite a bit of the training as you're, you know, getting developed or getting prepared to go on a deployment. I talked about that earlier. And, you know, there's elements that you have to do. And that takes some discipline because, you know, to get a whole unit prepared so that you're protecting not only yourself, but others, that has to be a commitment that you are committed to doing this. And, you know, okay, I've got to stay on discipline. I've got to stay within weight standards. I got to be able to do this job. So it does take a lot to make sure that you've got the commitment and that you're not only taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of your buddy, the person next to you, your whole, you know, organization. When the medical unit goes out, you know, you don't go out 56 or 80 strong, you go out in a small unit, and we got to make sure that we're taking care of one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just think there's great life lessons that thank you for sharing that with us. And often people do earn degrees while in the military, right, Carol Ann?
Oh, yes. A lot of individuals will go in and you will have an opportunity, great opportunity to go to school during that time, or even advancement. I know individuals, I did not do it that way, but received the VA programs to go to college, but then you could go to some of the military programs and then get your degree that way. And mm-hmm. so, you know, there are many opportunities and just the training skills that you come out of there with to be applied to your employment on the civilian side is huge. Because they say, you know, the military is the best trained. And so I hope individuals, as they're separating, look into the jobs that are available on the market with their skills.
Mm-hmm. My nephew, I just met a young lady who was at my house swimming in the summers, my nephew's girlfriend. She's at Selfridge.
And oh, she's earning excellent.
Yeah, she's earning her degree, and she's at Selfridge, and enjoyed chatting with her and my nephew about that route she's taking. So good for her, you know, serving our country and bettering herself in so many ways and earning her degree while she's there. We're talking with Brigadier General Carol Ann Fossone. Veterans Day is November 11th. We hope you find ways to celebrate it and honor our veterans. And Carolyn, if people are listening, you talked about helping veterans and educating them, and maybe somebody has a family member and is a little lost. How can they reach you, or do you have a website, a phone number, email, anything that you want to give out to people here on It's Your Community?
Sure. I'm with Legal Help for Veterans, and the best number, if you're trying to reach me, is 1-800-693-4800. So, you know, if you're interested, or, you know, you've got a nephew, niece, or a son or daughter that's interested in going to the academy, give me a shout. If you're trying to help somebody get their disability benefits or increase a rating, give me a shout. I'm very happy and available to answer any question. I think it's really important that we get out there that, you know, these men and women served our country, and we do need to say thank you, and we need to make sure that they and their families are getting all the benefits that they do deserve. Amen. But sometimes you don't know where to turn.
Yeah, yeah. Amen to that, and thank you. Thank you to all the men and women who have served our country. Thank you, Brigadier General, for your time and serving our country as well. And you're right. And it's sad that they may not know where to turn. So thank you for sharing that information. Is it common, Carol Ann, for, let's say there's a parent listening whose son or daughter may be interested in the armed forces, but the parent is a little scared or hesitant. Is there an opportunity for parents to speak to people about, to kind of give them some confidence or calm their nerves about their child entering the armed forces?
Sure. Once again, give me a shout. When I find out that I'm working with like four or five right now, when I'm working with a young woman, a female or a male, and I do say, bring your parents in. We sit down and we talk. And Jim and I have written a book on getting the selection process for getting into the academies, and that is available. And so...
Oh.
I really do believe it's a family process, and you do need to sit down and talk with them. And I, over the years, have sat down with both of them one-on-one, or sat down with the individual. And I've done that because you talk about family. My mom and dad really, and I understand why, begged me not to go into the service, but it was a dream. I'm the oldest of four, and that was really hard. I'm Hungarian Slovak background, and they just could not see their daughter serving and the war. And you know, I Kent, the with the National Guard had just occurred, and I lived in Youngstown, Ohio. And that had occurred, and my parents begged me not. So when When you ask that question, yes, I think it's really important that you have your family support if you're going to go through the academy or just going through this to enlist or apply your degree and get a commission, as I did. You need your family. You absolutely need your family. It took a little bit of time, but we, you know, I did some convincing, and I think from some things that occurred, it was good. My mom and dad, I don't have them now, but I know the day I pinned, they were so proud, and I was proud to have them there. And so, yes, I think it's really important to talk to family members, because I do understand the fear. I do. Since 9/11, all of those ROTC classes, all of those young men and women knew that they were probably going to hit Vanessa the battlefield. And so I think it's real important.
Yeah. Carolyn, no making me cry.
I'm already
God bless them. God bless them. And yes, we have about a minute left with you, Carolyn. What is the name of that book that you and Jim penned? And how do we get it?
It's I could get you Vanessa copies. I believe they're on Amazon. But just give me a call. 1-800-693-4800. If you have a son or a daughter interested in the academy, I passed out a couple 3 weeks ago. And so please call the ROTC program. That's another really quickie. If you're interested in going in the military, getting an education, the ROTC programs, you choose to go to the academy, the ROTC programs are phenomenal.
Yeah, I know somebody's daughter who went through it. She's a nurse today, so God bless her. Thank you, Carolyn Fasson, Brigadier General Carolyn Fasson, for joining us here on It's Your Community and sharing this with us. And we want to wish everybody a blessed Veterans Day. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Vanessa, for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure.
God bless you, and God bless our veterans, and God bless the United States of America.
Amen to that. Amen, amen, amen. Brigadier General Carol Ann Fasson joining us here on It's Your Community. I'm having trouble talking right now. Again, I want to remind you, if you want to nominate a veteran, please go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and fill out the form there. And if you have any questions or comments or show topics you want me to get to, me, Vanessa Denha Garmo, you can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and email me there, or go to any of my social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.